Track 16. Module 3. Listening 1. Page 44. Exercise 3. You will hear the three extracts again. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
Today we're looking into the surprisingly widespread phenomenon of bullying in the workplace. My first guest is Emma, not her real name, who's experienced this. What happened, Emma?
Well, one of my colleagues was forever finding fault with what I did, never missed an opportunity, and I took it from her. As my self-esteem drained away, so I persuaded myself that she must be right, and I stopped even trying to do things well, which, of course, only made matters worse. Then, one day I was just surfing the internet, when I came across a blog, and what I read just rang so true. Bullies target nice, quiet types, who are conscientious to a fault, but who don't answer back. I suddenly saw my colleague's behaviour for what it was, and felt I had to change things.
Supposing you hadn't read those accounts, Emma, what would you have done, do you think?
Oh, I was making myself ill with the stress of it all, and was thinking of giving him my notice. I'd certainly never have had the nerve to tell my line manager about the problem. Just sharing it was empowering, actually. Knowing I had his support, I started to stand up for myself.
Extract 2.
On a chat show recently, I was asked to nominate the book that had the most impact on me as a teenager. I couldn't think of one on the spur of the moment, but later recalled being lent one called Vital Conversations. That, I guess you could say, changed the course of my life. I've always looked upon do-it-yourself psychotherapy with suspicion, but for some unknown reason, that book really made an impression on me. I'd go so far as to say that were it not for that book, I wouldn't have had the guts to tell my parents I had a burning ambition to go into the acting profession, where I find myself today. Like most teens, I've been going through problematic times, not only in my relationships with parents and teachers, but also with members of my own peer group. Who said relationships are ever easy? Anyway, the book deals with all aspects of difficult conversations, such as managing your emotions, planning how to put things beforehand, and so on. The main thing it taught me was to take the bull by the horns, in a non-confrontational way, without resorting to manipulative behavior.
Extract 3.
Finally, people are coming to appreciate the fact that simply being highly qualified isn't the be-all and end-all when it comes to being successful in your chosen field. Indeed, some organisations have recently changed the way they select new employees by incorporating what are called emotional intelligence tests into their recruitment procedures, rather than depending solely on professional qualifications and experience. In one instance, salespeople in a cosmetics company who'd been hired using the new test outperformed salespeople taken on under the previous system by a wide margin in their first year and, incidentally, were also slightly less likely to leave. Should you want to explore the notion of emotional intelligence further, there are many books on the subject that can help you develop your self-awareness, motivation and empathy, all character traits associated with emotionally intelligent people. A good starting point, though, is to indulge in a bit of self-evaluation. Once you can pinpoint the ways in which you're not interacting with others as effectively as you should, then the way is open for change. All graduates entering the job market could do with taking these considerations on board.